Sleeping bears and freezing frogs. The science of winter survival. Wood frogs go into hibernation by making a nest in the leaves on the forest floor. However, this doesn't completely protect them from the cold. In fact, their bodies stay frozen for months, and they don't thaw out until spring. Their muscles, along with organs like the brain and heart, all freeze. Their blood flow, heartbeat, and breathing all stop during this time. Although this would kill most animals, wood frogs are able to survive. This is because wood frogs' livers create a lot of sugar that flows into all of their cells. The high concentration of sugar in wood frogs' vital organs protects them from damage. While water outside their cells freezes, the sugar inside them doesn't, and this prevents dehydration. A wood frog in hibernation can have blood sugar levels up to 450 times higher than a healthy human. Interestingly enough, wood frogs' ability to survive after freezing and thawing out many times might help humans someday. Scientists hope to apply what they learned from wood frogs to help with human organ transplants. This could make organ transplants more effective. It could also be helpful when treating people whose blood flow is stopped temporarily by a heart attack or stroke.
Welcome back, everyone, to English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
So far we've learned that animals are truly amazing creatures on how they survive harsh winters and cold weathers.
Yeah, they hibernate to save energy.
Yeah, well, today we'll be jumping back in to look at other animal who can survive the bitter cold winter. Starting our article off, it says, wood frogs go into hibernation by making a nest in the leaves on the forest floor. There, everyone, we see the phrase, go into something, which means to begin to be in a certain state or condition, often involving a change in how someone feels or what is happening.
Go into something, 那就是指进入某种状态。所以木蛙 wood frogs, 它们透过在森林地面的树叶当中筑巢，然后进入 hibernation, 冬眠的状态。
Alright, well, getting back to these wood frogs, we're going to find out more, and it says next, however, this doesn't completely protect them from the cold.
Oh, then what else can they do? 这边说到然而 however, 这不能够完全保护他们免受寒冷也。
Yeah, maybe they go to Costco and buy winter jackets and
put them on. Or like a thick blanket.
How cute would that be to see a frog in a jacket or a blanket? Well, actually it says, in fact, their bodies stay frozen for months and they don't thaw out until spring.
Thaw out 这个片语动词呢指的是解冻，所以事实上他们的身体会冻结数月，直到春天呢才会开始解冻。This is so interesting. I didn't know this.
That's crazy. So they almost go into like a bing bong state. A
对，变成冰棒。
A popsicle state.
然后春天再自动解冻。好啦，那我们这边看到今天的 language in focus. Let's take a look. 今天的 language in focus 当中呢，我们要看到的是Not until 的用法。Until 这个字呢，解释为直到，可以当作连接词、引导子句，或是当介系词来连接某一个时间，表示某动作持续到其引导的时间为止。比如说呢，我们可以放在这样的句子当中 ：We walked and walked until we reached our house in the mountains. 我们一直走，一直走，一直走到抵达我们山上的家为止。那如果呢你看到的是前面有否定字 not 在接上后方 until, 那就是表示原本没有，也就是直到点点点才有某件事情发生，用来指呢某件事直到某个时间点才发生，像是呢 I had trouble sleeping last night, I couldn't fall asleep until 1 a.m. this morning, 也就是直到凌晨一点我才睡着。那我们也可以搭配分裂句型来使用哦。主词放上 it, 后方接 be 动词，然后接上 not until, 再加上 that, 以及一个主词动词来强调语气。 所以刚才的例句呢，我们也可以说 It wasn't until 1 a.m. this morning that I finally fell asleep.
Alright, so we learned in that last sentence that these frogs can stay frozen, but I wonder what part of them actually stays frozen. And our article then tells us their muscles, along with organs like the brain and heart, all freeze. So there we see the noun muscle, everyone. Muscle, it's a type of tissue in the body that can contract and relax, allowing movement in different parts of the body. Muscles are responsible for, you know, all kinds of movement, from walking to smiling. So an example sentence with muscle, we could say, After exercising, you may feel sore because your muscles are working hard and help you move. Next, we see the phrase, along with something. And that phrase, what it means is, it means together with something else or in addition to something else.
好，所以 muscle 这个字是肌肉，那 along with something 是连同点点点一起，所以 muscle 然后再连同什么一起呢？这个是 organ. What does it mean?
Organ is a noun. It's part of the body that performs a specific function, like the heart, lungs, liver, which are essential for keeping the body alive and healthy. So those are vital organs, important organs. So an example sentence using organ would be,The heart is an important organ that pumps blood throughout the body, delivering oxygen to all the other organs.
好，所以呢 ,organ 就是器官了。那树蛙们呢，他们的肌肉还有大脑还有心脏这些器官 ,all these organs 都会冻结。
Right.
They freeze.
They all freeze. The muscle, the organs, maybe my muscles are freezing right now because I haven't gone to the gym.
Because you're in pain.
I haven't gone to the gym and all my muscles are gone. Well, that's pretty interesting. I would have never guessed that actually frogs freeze. And when they do, those important organs are frozen a little bit. Same with their muscles. Well, jumping back to learn more about these cool frogs, it says their blood flow, heartbeat, and breathing all stop.During this time. Wow, that's crazy. So everything just stops. There we see the word breathing. It's the process of taking air into the lungs and then pushing it out, which helps deliver oxygen to the body and removes carbon dioxide. An example sentence using breathing could be, deep breathing exercises can help people stay calm when you're feeling stressed or anxious.
Breathing 这边是个名词，指的是呼吸这件事情。那原形动词呢是 breathe,B-R-E-A-T-H-E。那如果你把字尾的 E 拿掉，你会看到的是 breath。这个名词指的就是你的呼吸啦、气息或是口气。所以当你说 take a breath, 那就是深呼吸的。那如果是 hold your breath, 那是屏住呼吸，也就是憋气的意思。那在这段期间当中呢，他们的血液循环、心跳、呼吸都会停止。
Right, and as a native speaker, everyone, a lot of times when we are feeling, you know, kind of stressed out or, you know, a little bit angry, you could just tell somebody, or if it's you or a friend, you could just say, hey, you know, take a deep breath, it will pass, your anger will go, and that's something that we quite say, or we say quite often.
Yeah, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath, don't get so angry. All right.Well, I mean, that's pretty interesting. So they, basically, their blood flow and heartbeat, they all stop. The frogs' is, you know, heartbeat, like we said, and their blood flow all stops during this time, which, are they dead or alive at this time, right? Since it stopped. Well, our article says, although this would kill most animals, wood frogs are able to survive.
哇，虽然这会使大多数的动物死亡，但是木蛙它却能够活下来哦。
Alright, well jumping back to our article now, it says, this is because wood frogs' livers create a lot of sugar that flows into all of their cells.
这是因为木蛙的肝脏 liver 会产生大量的糖分，那这些糖分呢会流入他们体内所有的细胞。
So as we're reading this, Elsie, do you think now frogs are a little bit more interesting than you thought before?
Yes.
Right? They're almost like frog vampires. They can stop breathing for a while and their heart stops.
Yeah, they're a very special kind of animals.
Exactly. Well, learning more about it, it says the high concentration of sugar in wood frogs' vital organs protects them from damage. And there, everyone, we see the word vital. Vital is an adjective. It describes something that is very important for keeping someone or something alive or making sure something works properly, especially when talking about body organs or other needed things to stay alive. So an example sentence with vital we could say is, drinking water is vital for staying healthy as the body needs it to maintain normal functions like digestion and temperature control.
Vital 这个形容词呢指的是维持生命所必须的，也可以解释为重要的。那课文里面用来形容 organs 也就是重要的器官 vital organs。像是呢我们可以说这个 heart, 你的心脏，你的 brain, 它们都是被认为是器官当中很重要的部分。那像是我们可以说 play a vital role in something or doing something, 那就是在点点点之中扮演重要的角色。那这个句子当中我们还看到的是 concentration, 这个名词指的是浓度或是含量。要怎么样带出某物的浓度或含量呢？可以用到 the concentration of something。所以课文说到木蛙的重要器官当中高浓度的 sugar, 糖分可以保护它们免受损害。
So maybe sugar's not so bad. Maybe you always tell me to stop eating so much sugar.
Maybe you can eat more sugar from now on.
I can have more sugar in my coffee or things like that. All right. Well, getting back to it, everyone, it says, while water outside their cells freezes, the sugar inside them doesn't. And this prevents dehydration. There in that sentence, we see the verb prevent, and it means to stop something from happening, especially something bad or harmful, by taking action beforehand or being cautious. An example sentence using prevent could be, washing your hands regularly can help prevent the spread of germs and keep you from getting sick.
Prevent 这个动词是防止或是预防，那这边要防止的事情呢，就是 dehydration, 脱水这件事。所以当细胞外部的水分冻结的时候，细胞内的糖分它是不会冻结的，所以这个就能够防止脱水发生。那 prevent 还有其他常见的用法，比如说 prevent somebody from doing something, 那是防止某人去做某件事情。那它的名词 prevention 也很重要，我们会说 prevention is better than cure, 那就是预防会是胜于治疗的。
Alright, well, learning more about these wood frogs, it says,A wood frog in hibernation can have blood sugar levels up to 450 times higher than a healthy human.
哇，在冬眠的状态下，木蛙它们的这个血糖水平可以高达健康人类的450倍。In that little body.
In that little tiny body, that much sugar. But the cool thing is, it says, interestingly enough, wood frogs...ability to survive after freezing and thawing out many times might help humans someday.
值得注意的是呢，木蛙能够多次解冻并且解冻的这种生存能力，或许有朝一日呢，能帮助人类。Probably we can, you know, freeze ourselves.
Yeah, and travel through space, right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then, yeah, that could help us maybe travel from one planet to another if it takes a long time.All right, well, continuing on, it says, scientists hope to apply what they learn from wood frogs to help with human organ transplants. This could make organ transplants more effective. There, everyone, we see the word apply, where it says, scientists hope to apply. And it means to use something such as knowledge, skill, or a tool in a particular situation to achieve a specific result or solve a problem. An example sentence using this word would be, the teacher showed the students how to apply what they had learned in science class to solve real-world problems.
Apply 这个动词是应用或是运用，那它也可以解释为申请。比如说你申请一份工作 ,you apply for a job.、Mm, yeah. 你申请一间学校想要进去，那你是 apply to, 后面可能接上 college, 大学。Mm. 那 transplant 这个名词呢指的是器官移植的手术。 所以科学家们他们希望呢，从木蛙身上学到的知识能够应用在人类器官移植上面，这将使器官移植呢变得更有效。
Well, I'm really excited to see, well, maybe in the future, what scientists do hope to apply from learning all the things about these wood frogs. And finishing up our article, everyone, our sentence then says, it could also be helpful when treating people whose blood flow is stopped temporarily by a heart attack or stroke.
A heart attack 就是心脏病发，那 stroke 是中风，所以最后课文提到啊，同时这对于治疗因为心脏病发作或是中风而血液暂时停止流动的人也是将会非常有帮助的。那喜欢今天的节目吗？快按赞追踪我们的 YouTube channel 还有 Facebook， 不要忘记开启小铃铛，掌握第一手的英文学习内容。
And now everyone, that brings us to our For You chat question. What features of other animals do humans study to try to improve medical science?
As far as I know some animals like rats handle stress in different ways.
Okay.
So studying them can help us find better treatments for anxiety and stress in people.
Really, rats? Rats handle stress for very well. Well, I'm sure they kind of have to because they're being hunted by most animals, right? I saw a documentary.
Sharks and or dolphins?
Dolphins. It says for like a better heart or lung functions, it says dolphins have strong heart and lung systems.And learning, maybe scientists learning how they work can help us treat heart and breathing problems, maybe in humans.
Oh, that would be very cool. And one thing I think I read about on the internet is sharks.
Oh, cool.
About sharks.
What about sharks?
They have special immune systems that work very well. So scientists study these systems to make better vaccines and treatments.
All right. And I also know about snakes, right? If you get bit by a snake, that the snake's blood or bite, the venom can help improve maybe blood flow treatments and things like that. Now, you guys decide, you know, what are some other things that are out there that you can talk about with your teacher and with your classmates and see, you know, what animals maybe could help humans later down the road. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review. Muscle.Bobby goes to the gym often so she can develop strong muscles and stay healthy. Organ. Drinking too much beer can hurt your liver, which is a very important organ in your body. Breathing. John's breathing became loud and rapid after he stopped running, and his heart was also beating fast. Vital.The nurse checked the patient's vital signs every hour to see if his condition improved. Prevent. The doctor told me that this medicine would help prevent the illness from making me feel worse. Apply. Julie was happy to start her first job so she could apply the skills she learned in school.
智慧小补帖
Thaw out. Concentration. Transplant. Stroke.